I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we have the Meat Man with us this week. One of our board of directors, Mr. Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats, is joining us in the studio. We're talking everything meat. As Bob says, so be it. So we're going to do it. Thought we'd go down the Yardbird Road right now. We talk a lot of beef, usually. I got a mouthful of jerky.
I noticed that.
That I'm talking out of the side of my mouth. So I'll stop now and you can go.
Okay. I've been practicing talking chicken. Do you want me to do my chicken impersonation?
No.
My daughter Maggie had chickens, and every time you drive over there, they'd be all over the yard. And, you know, these millennials, there's a big chicken thing. They all want to raise chickens. It was really nice.
How'd they do on the slaughter part?
Oh, yeah. Fail.
Not so much.
So, but they
they're still raising chickens.
All the fresh eggs. No, the coyotes helped them out a lot.
Yeah.
But I would have a ball when I'd go over there because I would just start imitating them, and they'd just walk up to me, and they're turning their heads like, wow.
Doing that chicken thing.
He talks our language.
Yeah.
I feel safer around him.
Chicken see, chicken do? Yeah. Is that how that is?
Hey, Colonel.
Yeah, so anyway, I think having, you know, Tim Sobey here has so much history in food science and prep and processing just for all your licensing. And I know you're always going over to Michigan State and taking these classes and your associations, and you're always going after a higher level of learning, which, you know, we just learned so much from you that I thought, even though chicken sounds boring or everybody knows chicken, no, let's go back to basics a little bit and talk about what we were talking about on break, like just the contamination side alone. Because that's a tricky part for people. What are your ideas there?
Yeah, and actually, we just had a new hire. When anybody hires into our shop, is we tell them, treat chicken like poison. So if you were going to touch whatever, you touch decon, you wouldn't want to touch your counter, your phone, this, that, and everything else because of the salmonella. So whatever you touch, you know, clean, 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 you know. So as we were talking about using the tongs to put the chicken on when it's raw,
right,
you're going to want to clean those tongs off and sanitize them before you're handling the ready-to-eat product. Somebody, then you end up, you got a case of the squirts, you know, the next day you think, oh man, it was the potato salad, it was this. You might have done it to yourself with the salmonella that you put on that, on the tongs.
Well, and that's what we were talking about on break. I told my son, like, you know, keep a raw board mm-hmm. for the contaminated raw stuff. And then have a fresh board for the cooked foods, and you keep your tongs separate. And Jop and I got into trouble years ago with having some volunteers help us.
Yeah.
And
that was at a church event, I think.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord, we didn't get blamed for that. But
I think we did.
Yeah, I know. I know we did.
I'm a firm believer of gloves, gloves, gloves. And because we're using those all day long anyway.
Yes.
And the cost of a box of gloves is pennies.
That'll help you with COVID, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because more people are getting sick from touching than from, you don't need the mask. You need to clean your hands and wear gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so even if you have that pair of gloves, you go out to the grill, you got gloves on, you take and use the gloves to put the chicken on the grill, your tongs are already clean now anyways, but then take those gloves off. Get rid of them.
Reuse them,
yeah. Hey, reuse them for the guy that brings over the corn brisket
to serve his ready-to-eat stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to
I may
out.
Have
you
the last laugh on that one.
Well, would you want to talk, would you say treat pork like poison too?
Not necessarily, because actually pork, yeah, you can serve 2 degrees less than beef. They've basically eliminated trichinosis. So back in the old days, and so there's a dividing line. If they say, oh, yeah, it's free-range pork, then it's still going to be in the wallow, and it's susceptible to getting trichinosis.
Oh.
But the other pork, they've cleaned it up. They've gotten it out of the wallow. So you can serve pork, you know, at 143 degrees or 145 for beef. So we just say use the same temp.
Oh.
So you can eat like a medium-rare pork if you wanted to do that.
So no salmonella from pork.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah. So so once you get going with that, get it there again, but even getting it on the grill and then clean those tongs off.
So you just brought up something that triggered a thought with this free range. Everybody talks about free range chicken. like it's a cool thing, or cage-free chicken.
Be like free burger.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
But anyway, what is there issues with that? You've got a controlled environment, which is not free range, I'm assuming, just like you said with the hogs. And then if they're free range, they're out in your yard picking bugs and running around Bob's daughter's yard. Those are free range chickens, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So you've brought in different kinds of chicken that you've turned me on to before when I've been in the shop.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What are the different kinds of chicken that might be out there that I could come across in your shop or any place else?
And if you're raising a chicken for eggs, can you eat that?
Eat the chicken? Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's done laying eggs. Depending on how old the bird is, so sometimes they would call that a stewing chicken.
Oh.
Because it's an older bird.
Stewy, chewy, it all rhymes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So a stewing chicken, basically you're going to make a pot of soup out of it when you're done. But yeah, that...
Stewing Sal.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yep. But actually they started doing caging the birds for a specific reason, and that was for viruses. So all three of us are chicken farmers. Back in the days when they weren't, you know, having them in penned up environments. Now, I got a virus on my farm. Sparrows eat the feed at my farm. They fly to Jop. Now they infected his flock, and then they take from him and they fly to your farm. Now all three of us have contaminated birds that are dying.
Way
in some
to
years.
Go, Tim.
Yeah, so they might lose up to 30-40% of their flock. That's why they started penning them to begin with. Well, then it's people thinking, oh, gee, we got to love our chickens and sing them a song every night and on and on and on. So we got to have free range chickens. So, yeah, if you actually watch what a chicken eats, they're a dirty bird.
They'll go up to
a cow pie and they'll eat the bugs and the corn out of a cow pie.
I'll put this out there that if you do have chickens, I can talk to them and... You just send me an email,
whisperer.
And I'll come over.
Right.
I'll come over.
It's a different term, Tim. It's got to be because he never whispers.
Oh,
there's no chicken whisperer there. He's a mother clucker, but he's not a chicken whisperer.
Right. Hey, zip your pants up, put that chicken down.
Yeah.
Whoa, you can't see that.
Yeah, right.
Got a broken egg over here.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, so and there's the thing is if you are the millennial and you want to raise chickens, most of them can't go out and slaughter one and put it in the pot.
Yeah,
no.
Because they want them as a pet.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it's like, whatever. When we eat meat, the animal died. Okay? Plain and simple. It's been since the beginning of time.
Yep.
God put these things on earth for us to eat.
Now they want to make synthetic meat.
Yeah, right. Well, they want to make a lot of things, too. So we're all right. But
I did have a little tofu the other night.
Did you? How'd you like that?
I went for
Bob.
Chinese, had some hot and sour soup.
Yeah.
It was good in there.
Yeah, some toe jam. You had some toe jam in there? Yeah.
Right. But anyway, there was a little chicken in that soup.
So Tim, I bought chickens from you that were not your standard chicken. They were like a heirloom chicken or those. What's the difference there, real quick?
So that one particular heirloom breed, it's a French breed, and it actually will marble up. Similar to what beef is.
Oh.
Very, very expensive chicken.
Yeah.
And
is it like duck then?
No.
Still got white meat.
Yep. And it's still going to taste like chicken. Mm. Although this particular farmer, he didn't quite have it refined yet. And because these chickens truly were out, and it was kind of a neat situation where he was a compost farmer. So the chickens were a byproduct. They'd eat the bugs, grubs, worms, everything that was in there and turn the product to keep that going.
Hmm.
So then he would use those chickens as a meat bird. They had a great flavor, but because they're out walking and running from hawks everything else, well, the drumsticks were like as big as your thumb.
Yeah.
And they were pretty spindly and pretty tough. But
right.
So typically that
bird, legs,
bird wouldn't.
Huh?
Yeah, they were a little top heavy, right? I mean, yeah, they couldn't keep it up. But anyway, all right, coming up next, we're going to continue this banter. Maybe we'll talk a little bit some of the best values in the meat market because meat prices are changing. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.